Farage accuses police of Rotherham-style cover-up over Nuneaton child rape scandal. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 4, 2025. Brexit leader Nigel Farage and the leader of Warwickshire Council took to the stage on Monday to decry police making a bid to apparently hush up an alleged sex crime by Afghan asylum seekers against a 12-year-old girl in the county last month. Police should be more forthcoming with information in the public interest, Nigel Farage said in a statement on Monday after it was claimed over the weekend that Warwickshire police had conspired to withhold the truth in relation to the case of the alleged kidnapping, strangulation, and rape of a 12-year-old girl in the town of Nuneaton. The alleged perpetrators of the attack on the local child were identified by the Mail on Sunday as Ahmad Malakal and Mohammed Kabir, both 23 years old, both of Afghan origin, at least one of whom is said to have arrived in the United Kingdom on a migrant boat. Mr. Farage said, "I've been wondering for over a year whether the truth was being withheld from the British public. It is not in any way at all a contempt of court for the British public to know the identity of those who allegedly have committed serious crimes. I felt that in the wake of the Southport attacks, and I feel that ever more strongly today." Comparing the reflexive instinct to silence of the British police when it comes to child sex crimes involving migrant males, Mr. Farage compared the attempt at controlling the narrative by Warwickshire police to well-known grooming gang scandals. He continued, "It has shades of the same mentality at a local level that led to Rotherham turning a blind eye and not telling the British public the truth. None of these young unidentified males that are coming into this country should be free to roam the streets. They should be detained ahead of them being deported." While much of the public attention and anger surrounding the recent influx of boat migrants and their being housed at public expense has been centered around the phenomenon of migrant hotels, where whole hotels are block-booked by the government for months or years on end for conversion into migrant facilities, in the Nuneaton case the suspects lived in the less well-known, but potentially more politically explosive houses of multiple occupancy, HMOs. Warwickshire is one of a handful of county councils nationwide controlled by Farage's Reform UK, and he was joined on stage by council leader George Finch. Finch, who attracted controversy for becoming council leader this year despite being just 19 years old, described the degree to which, despite his senior position, he was stonewalled by the organs of the state as he attempted to get to the truth of the sex attack in the days leading up to it becoming widespread public knowledge. Finch said that while the attack on the child led to an arrest on July 26, he wasn't made aware until days later and said he was investigating why this information had been withheld from even the leader of the council for so long. When he became aware, he said that he wished to speak to Warwickshire police to urge them to release the immigration status of the suspects. He said, "I was begging for this to be released. Screaming, phoning, asking for it to be released. I think transparency is needed and the people of Nuneaton and the wider Warwickshire area have the right to know who the man is, and his background. On what he sees as the importance of pushing on this matter." Finch continued, "We are the last line of defense against the blob, the cover-ups of the councils, and we have to fight every step of the way. It has to stop." He said, "I was told that if I released this, I would be in contempt of court, that I cannot release this due to the phrase community cohesion. They're trying to cover up. And the people of Nuneaton are hurt, they've had enough. And that's why I'm urging all council leaders from all parties to join me in campaigning to stop the housing of illegal immigrants in HMOs, with Serco, and the illegal immigrants in hotels." The Home Office are telling Warwickshire Chief Constable, telling Warwickshire County Council, "We are not going to tell you where the HMOs are. That's dangerous, that's against safeguarding. That's a huge problem for the children in Warwickshire." Serco Group is a large British company to which many functions of the British state, including migrant housing, defence, prisons, and transport, are outsourced. On HMOs specifically, Finch added, "They're next door. They're over the road, you don't know where they are, and this is the problem. We don't have a migrant hotel, but we've got loads of HMOs that are increasingly popping up. People have had enough." The capacity for HMOs, used to distribute migrants in small towns and villages across the country, to generate controversy was already massively underlined this year by the Ballymena riot. Unlike other towns in the UK, which have seen unrest over migrant plantations, Ballymena wasn't dominated by a migrant hotel but rather the simmering issue of the wholesale acquisition of rental properties by the deep-pocketed state for migrants, sending rents for locals soaring.